Okay, guys, this is the Monday podcast. I may or may not, I might expect them to get released on Wednesday, because when I actually have time to finish editing these. But, so yeah, today I'm gonna film myself. Can you hear, I wonder if you can hear the music in the background, I'm not sure. If you do. Whatever. Today we're going to, well, okay, so let me tell you about school today. So Monday, went to, I had first and seven, at first and eighth, obviously, like everybody else did. I had Mr. Woods, which was pretty chill. It took me like 46 minutes to complete the test. I only got like a 70, 76, I think. 77, 76. Which, I guess is fine. I have a good grade in that class, so, eh. And then, like, I was, lunch was, like, miserable, dude. Anyways, and then after that, I went to go to Mr. Cincinnati's, which is just math. You know, just standard thing. Give me like a second. Yeah, okay, so. Okay, anyways. I'll keep talking while I'm doing this, but, yeah, so right now I am just chilling here in my sister's room because she left for Mexico for like the next 3 weeks. So I have it all to myself and I get to just chill out here for the whole time, which I guess is fun. My mom's still going to be here, but my dad's leaving Thursday, which is going to be the most fire day, which is probably going to be better. Here, beep, boop, bop. You know. Actually, no, I'll do the other one. Oh, fuck, which one is it? Okay, right now I'm currently setting my Worldbox in to just run while I'm recording this. Because I am recording an hour. I'm going to try to. I might make it 30 minutes, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. I don't know. I'm just trying to do some stuff. But anyways, I'm going to read the AP Human Geo book, The Cultural Landscape, An Introduction to Human Geography, AP Edition by J.W. Rubenstein, the 11th edition. I'm going to be reading that. So that's fun. Not. Yeah, I have a game called Roblox, and it's fucking annoying. God damn it. Ah, whatever. No, just leave that shit there. Who cares? And there's this weird glitch where all the old worlds all load. Like, they, like, all the dry, like, the seafloor is dirt. And so it just kind of ruins the whole thing. But whatever. I'll fix that later. Anyways, back to what I was talking about. Yep, so here we have, put on that, AP Human Geo. There's a preface, blah, blah, blah. This is from my AP Human Geo class with Mr. Jackson, who is an asshole. I hate him. I think I'm like one of my worst. I think that's like my second worst grade. And that's because I want to turn the FRQ, but I said, okay, I'll turn the FRQ. And he said, okay. He's going to give me a rubric because I've lost my. He never did. So, yeah, it's cool. How do geographers describe where things are? Maps, contemporary tools. The word geography, invented by two ancient Greek scholar Aristothesis, is based on two Greek words. Geo means earth, and graphy means to write. Geography is the study of where things are found on earth's surface and the reason for the location. See, geographers ask for two simple questions. Where are people and interviews found on earth? Where are they found? Blah, blah, blah. So I'll just be reading this. I just generally look over it just so I can remember it. But, talking about that. So anyways, after, yeah, 8th grade, I did okay. I think I answered most of them. At the end of it, when I was doing, like, the last questions, I sort of kind of struggled on my math quiz in the Cincinnati's, but, I don't think I did that bad. Okay, and after that, it came out to 2:30, coming home so early. It was, like, feels so weird. It's like, oh my god. It's like it feels wrong. But then, I don't know. I think it's just kind of an odd thing. And then there's. I think I'll just look over the packets, right? Actually, okay, I'll be right back. I'm gonna put some music on. Okay, I'm back. I got here all of my old work. So I'm gonna sit and do that. And I'll just read the start, plus the chapters I didn't read. So that'll be fun. Just math. I did like okay, kind of in math. I don't know. I think it's fine as long as you remember what like the as like the thing you do. You know the steps, then you'll be fine. Yeah, my sister uses my like paper from the old printer that doesn't work anymore. It hasn't worked for hundreds of years. She still uses them. That's my paper basically. She still uses it, but whatever. That's really culture solutions. I don't know. I think AB and Geo, it's like it's hard, but it's like a big. All the tests are hard, but I think a big part of it is just. All the tedious ass homework. I mean, I know it's nowhere near as tedious as AP Gov. Like, I've heard from there, and that place sounds like hell. But I don't know, maybe it is worse? Who knows? I guess we'll see, because I have that class next semester. Just sifting, sifting. But then, not much really happened Monday. Here today on Monday. So, eh. Yeah, I don't really. This is a minute. Okay, no. This part is a minute. I still need. I think I'm just gonna make this episode 30 minutes, and then I'll leave it at that. I still need to like actually read stuff. So, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I have to do actual studying. A lot of this is just gonna be just sifting through pages and shit. So it doesn't really matter. But. Yep. Okay. So what else can I talk about? Oh yeah. Fucking some whack ass bullshit. I think. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen. I don't know. I still don't know where the fuck Francisco is. Francisco's like my kind of. Well, he's like the closest thing I have to like a. I don't really say a best friend. Well, I guess maybe a best friend. It's not, I haven't seen him. I don't really see him ever outside of like lunch, and Yeah, no, that's literally it. Only lunch. It's only when that's when I only see him. And I haven't seen him in like a couple, like a 2 weeks, like 3 weeks. Feels like an eternity though, in comparison. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the sky. Okay, so in my sister's room, there's like this mirror thing with like lights on it, and I hate this thing. I hate mirrors. I hate looking at myself because I am ugly as shit, dude. It's that or I don't know why. I just hate like these fluorescent like white lights. Like they just give all it's like that pure just fucking medical sterile white. And it's not like a race thing. No, it's literally I just hate this fucking boring ass color. I would rather prefer like the old fluorescent lights, like in the lamp here. That's like a bit orangey. And yeah, it takes more power, but I don't really give a shit. It looks nicer, and also it's not as useless as these fucking things. But, I guess I still, like, light the place up or whatever. Not the point, Repaso de capitolo. Tuesday I have, what's it? Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm fucking blowing. I have P, and, what's it called? Oh, yeah, it happened. I think in Abu we're gonna have a pizza party. I know in the GSA club I'm going to have a pizza party because we can meet up there. So that's gonna be cool, I guess. There's so much paper here. I have both this big ass map that I'm making that I'm gonna show off on Thursday, and I also have all the other paper stuff, and I have the book, so a lot of paper here. I mean, I guess, is the AP Geometry book even really paper? Isn't it just laminated or something like that? That's the vibe I get. That's what somebody else told me, but I'm not sure who it was. My cut still looks semi-fresh. It's not the freshest cut, but it'll do fine. And my sister made the cut, so out of respect. God, I am so ugly. I hate it. I fucking hate that I have to turn these lights on to read, because then I look anywhere, there's it straight up down or to the side. Even then, I can still see from my peripheral vision my own fucking disgusting face. Fucking Christ. It is 4:45 right now. So, well, let's read through these old things of mine. Oh, wait, no, I need the old ones. We're back. Okay, I'm back. That's fine. Can you guys even hear me? I think I need to ask. I need to. Mason, if you can hear my voice, can you please, like, if is the audio good in this one? I'm not sure. I have never listened to my podcasts myself. I don't like hearing my own voice because it does not sound at all similar to what I. To what I hear in my head, to what I hear, like when I'm speaking right now to the mirror on my own gross ass face, it does not sound at all to what you guys hear, I presume, from the podcast. I think that maybe just because of my mic's god dog shit. I think it might just be because my microphone is dog shit, but I mean, I don't know. You guys gotta give me an answer. Answer me! John Reynolds got his parole denied, so that's cool. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's fucking recent news, but that happened, so feel proud at least for what little the British government have done. Pregunta cultural. Oh yeah, these ones. Batman. Oh yeah, and then I had this little paper thing. I suck at this. I should have done like a map. It was really bad though. I'm not. Well, I mean, if I really wanted to, I could make a better map, but it's like, if it's small paper, and I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing, if I don't really have time, then it's gonna be dog shit like anyone else. What was your map, though? Yeah, this little note card. What the fuck am I looking at? What the hell? Huh. Cool idea. I have like a bunch of drawings stashed in my old binder that I have here. Define shortage. The human geo stuff. Why are different places similar? Blah blah blah. I don't give a shit. How do geographers describe where things are? Yeah. Why does population growth vary among regions? Where is the world population distributed? Why do people migrate? And the issue one, like the OG one, too. Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right now. Really nice. I hate, like, I really hate my voice, so that's why I don't like singing. Also, I don't know why. I pick a thing where it's like, I no matter, even if I'm like alone, I won't. Like, sing very loud. I always, like, tone it down to where, like, yeah, I can't hear it. Just cause, I don't know, I think it's just kind of instincts from all these years, but. You never know. Heart. Pretty thing, guys. One thing besides the heart. I could not think of anyone. I in, like, a. In a. What's it called? Fucking. Advisory, yeah, advisory. We had like a heart thing. I think you guys should know this. And in it, we've also read. Oh, somebody that's. What was it? What does it say? Give me a second. Let me find it again. Heart. What is it? Good friend. Honesty. I think it's honesty. Empathy. Achievement, respect, and triumph. That's what that's heart stands for. And I could not think of anyone who could do that. I put Cooper, but like I did not mean it at all. Because Cooper is none of those things. Especially nowadays, I kind of realize. But yeah, I just put that, it was like the beginning of the year, so it's a long time ago. So when we still did that kind of thing. Let me move this thing a little bit. So yeah, I have just a couple things. Oh yeah, I did this one. I did this one fire as fuck. This one was good. You can't even it. I did like a map. That's actually fun. It's kind of fun. Funny, we did a map thing at the beginning of the year. And then at the end of the year, we ended up doing a map thing. It's funny. We never did do the age test. We were going to have an age test, but we never did it. So, that was weird. Yeah, I'm going to study hard, like, all night. Because I have to. Also, just because I want to do a full bedroom. I want to see what these peasants do. Because I literally have never, like, studied much for school. But in this one, I still have to, I, like, have to study. Because I can't fucking remember this shit. We haven't done it in so long. Whatever is this, but... This one's 56, so it's after this one. And then we got 5 to 13, that's the earliest one I could find. 20 to 90. Oh yeah, for the unit 1 test. Jeez. Then back when we actually had, when we actually kind of had tests. I don't remember. Mr. Jackson could not schedule anything, like, for shit at all. Like, he was dog shit at that. Like, he sucked at it, man. This is, like, the earliest one. It was, like, super early. It was, like, GPS. It's really fucking late. Kyushu 3, Kyushu 4. I didn't do any of this stuff. Kyushu 1, it's the main tier, so it's late. Religions, Kyushu 3. Yeah, I think I'll read those chapters, and then I'll just reread over my own notes that I kind of give a shit about. But not really. It's distributed among your mother, so... God, I'll get this over with. I'll just get back to drawing, to mapping. I don't know why, but I find some weird sense of joy from doing it. Even though it's just a waste of time, because nobody really knows about it, so... But it's still nice. I still enjoy it for some reason. Assumption of, oh yeah, I still have that thing that we were doing. Did I finish that? I never found the pros or cons for either of those things. I didn't ask Cooper about them. But, I don't know. I don't think he cares enough about me. I don't think we're really friends anymore. So, I don't know if he's going to give it to me. So, I don't know. I think I'll just take the L on that. This whole class, that whole class, I have to take an L on it. Because I missed the FRQ, which Mr. Jackson never told us about when to turn that in. And so I kind of got screwed up. But it's not really my fault. He told me he was going to give me a rubric because I lost mine. But he never did end up doing it. And then he wasn't there the next other day, I think. And so then I was going to ask him, but I was busy because I was doing actual other work that we're doing right now. And then after that, he was like, come on, man, you're going to fucking... And then he wasn't there that final day, so I don't fucking know what to do. So I was like, ah, fuck it. I kind of gave up. Well, I'm going to read the stuff I didn't look at first because that just makes sense. So... Key issue 3, where the boundaries cross problems. 270 section, I'm looking at it from chronologically, so. Better not. So let's look at this. 13 minutes. Yeah, I'm gonna make this like 30 minutes long, this part. Wait, let me check something. Okay, so thankfully I only have to do 11 more minutes of talking, so then I can just finish this episode, wrap this episode up, and just get back to doing whatever I was doing. Let's get to doing that. I don't remember what I was talking about. I completely lost what I was talking about. Let's get to 276. Let's read that part together. Maybe you guys can learn something during this, actually. 276. 276. 75 or so. Let's keep reading to. Oh, I'll keep reading. I'll just read to like the where these things stop because that's the actual key issues, right? So, oh, wait, no. The algae from 276 to 433. So, Jesus Christ. 276 to 433. Okay. Well, that's good going. We're gonna read a lot. A state is separated from its neighbors by a boundary, an invisible line that marks the extent of a state's territory. Boundaries completely surround an individual state to mark the outer limits of its territorial control and to give it a distinctive shape. Boundaries interest geographers because the process of selecting their location is frequently difficult. Historically, frontiers rather than boundaries separated states. A frontier is a zone where no states exercise complete political control. It is a tangible geographic area. Whereas a boundary is an infinitely thin line, frontier areas were either inhabited or sparsely settled. Frontiers between states have been replaced with boundaries. Modern communication systems permit countries to monitor and guard boundaries effectively, even in previously inaccessible locations. Anyway, for the Mali and Mauritania, the Sahara direction. Yeah. Types of boundaries. Boundaries are two types. Physical boundaries coincide with significant features of the natural landscape. Cultural boundaries follows the distribution of cultural characteristics. Neither type of boundary is better or more natural than another. Many boundaries are a combination of both types. Boundary locations can generate conflict, both within a country and within its neighbors. A boundary line, which must be shared by more than one state, is the only location where direct physical contact must take place between neighboring states. Therefore, no matter the part of the focal point of the country between the best of those. Okay, I'm sorry, Mondo. Regardless of the rational use to draw a line. And on the ground, these three types of physical elements serve as boundaries between states, desert, mountains, and water. Desert boundaries. A boundary drawn in a desert can effectively divide two states because deserts are hard to cross and sparsely inhabited. Desert boundaries are common in Africa and Asia. In North Africa, the Sahara is generally provided to be a stiff boundary separating Algeria, Libya, and Egypt on the north from Mauritania, Mali, Niger, Chad, and the Sudan on the north. And the Sudan. You mean just this in and Sudan? I don't know. An exception is a boundary between Chad and Libya. Refer ahead to figure 8.3. Okay. Mountain boundaries. Mountains can be effective boundaries if they are difficult to cross. Figure 8.26.
Contact between nationalities living on opposite sides. Those big winter storms.
Mountains are also useful boundaries because they are rather permanent and are usually sparsely inhabited. Mountains do not always provide. Mountains always provide amicable separation from neighbors. Argentina and Chile agreed to be divided by the crest of the Andes Mountains, but could not decide on the precise location of the crest. Was the crest a jagged line or connecting mountain peak to mountain peak? Or was it a curving line following the continental divide? The continuous ridge divides its rainfall and snowmelt between flow towards the Atlantic and Pacific. The two countries almost fought a war with the boundary line, but without the U.S. media. I asked the help with of U.S. mediators. They finally decided on the line connecting adjacent mountain peaks. That makes sense. God, I'm ugly. Rivers, lakes, and oceans are the physical boundaries most commonly used. Boundaries, water boundaries are readily available on maps and aerial imagery. Historically, water boundaries offered good protection against attack from another state because an invading state had transported its troops by air or ship. And by air or ship, what? And secure a landing spot on the country being attacked. The state being invaded could concentrate its defenses at the landing point. Water boundaries are especially common in East Africa. Makes sense. Boundary between the Democratic Republic of blah blah, I don't give a shit. Water boundaries may seem to be set permanently, but the precipitation of water may change over time. Rivers in particular constantly change their course. The Rio Grande, the river separating the United States of Mexico, has frequently meandered from its previous course since it became part of the boundary in 1948. Land that had once been on the U.S. side of the border came to be on the Mexican side, and vice versa. The United States of Mexico included back treaties that restore land effectively, shifting course for the river to the country and control at the time of the original 19th century delineation. The International Boundary and Water Commission, jointly set by the United States of Mexico, oversees the boundary to settle the villages. The law of the sea, 12 nautical miles, 12 nautical miles, 200 nautical miles, exclusive economic zone, state and sole right to exploit natural resources, satisfaction. And then international waters, no state control. Wait, didn't we already do this? Yeah, we already did this in fucking class. What the hell am I doing? I don't remember what I read it. There's two types of cultural. You guys only have to spare a little bit of this, so remember that. Two types of cultural boundaries are common: geometric and ethnic. Geometric boundaries are simply straight lines on a map. Put a boundary between two sequences of events. And such a small little counter to some allow two from that. You go to the wrong. You're supposed to sleep by every day. You're going to be able to go to the counter. And you go to a 4 minute as long as you've been a thousand complicated boundary creating the community and least minutes and desert by the pressure of itself. I'm going to be the one to check out the reclaim. That's why I should be going to my cell trying to say that I'm going to be able to tell you. Seventh, expelled the Libyan army with the help of the French forces to gain control of the strip. Yep, I read about that. That's where that was the Toyota War. If you guys knew that, watch Countdown Kill on that one. Ethnic boundaries. Boundaries between continents is a place where people separate countries because of their language or followers are integrated from which kind of boundaries between states, but only a few cases being used to set the borderline. The notable examples in South Asia when the British partitioned India into two states on the basis of their religion. Predominantly Muslim portions were allocated to Pakistan, with their predominantly Hindu portions picking the independence of India. Religion also used to extend draw the boundaries of between two states, the island of Ir. Most of the island became independent country, but the northeast, known as the Northern Ireland, remained Catholic and Roman Catholics comprised approximately 90% of the population in the 26 counties that joined the Republic of Ireland. Protestants constitute the majority in the six counties in Northern England. Language is an important cultural characteristic for drawing boundaries, especially in Europe. England, France, Portugal, and Spain are examples of European states that were lost around distinctive language before the 19th century. Germany and Italy emerged in the 19th century, so that's unified by language. Cyprus is a green line. Cyprus is the third line. Third is third largest island in the Mediterranean Sea. You can see it's two nationalities, Greek and Turkish, although the line is physically closer to sea. Let me check something, because I don't know how fucking time this. Got my handy dandy Chromebook, because I am lazy, and I refuse to do work. Or, well, I refuse to read just that for the entire podcast. I want to actually talk about something, but I don't know. I guess we can come a handy dandy computer. Good old Jingle. I've had my password as a version of Jingle for so long. It's not even a joke at some point. I got a decent battery on this thing. Chad. The fall final exam. Fall final exam. I don't really need these anymore. Malware book. Damn. This is weird. I only have my stuff here. Like, it's a big player. Like the big neon tower, which, if you guys have never played this, it's the most frustrating game in all of human history. This shit, it's one of the most bullshit ones I've ever played, at least. God damn it,
boy.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, what's up, guys? It's your boy Justin. I just got back. It is Thursday since December 23rd. I'm like a whole... I like how it's been like a whole last week. It's almost like... Oh, it's literally a week later. Yeah. Okay, so... Not much really happened. Yeah. This is a weird episode. Finals week was okay. I did fine. Except on my geo test. I think I probably did both of that. And I failed that class, definitely. I still gotta watch the movie Outsourced. That was actually really good. Other than that, not much has really been going on. This thing's almost dead, so I'm gonna put it to charge. We are diamonds. I'll be your mom. Okay, so on my, there's like a little, thing, and it waves every time, like, it hears a sound, and so it's doing that right now with the music, so it's kind of funny. Look at that. Okay. And not much really happened, I guess. Yeah, no, not much really happened. Okay. I'm gonna tell you some bullshit. I hate it when people are like, oh, don't you, there's a pressure to, you know, feel joyful. You shouldn't pressure people. It's like, shut the fuck up, bruh. That's the kind of the point of fucking Christmas, is to be happy. It's kind of... It's, what? Up. Wait, what the fuck? Anyways. My point is, I hate it when people say, like, oh, well, you don't have to be happy on fucking Christmas. And it's like, I think that's stupid. It's like, yeah, fine, yeah, whatever, but the kind of the point of it is to be fucking happy and shit, because, you know, yeah, I don't know, I kind of hate it when people are just to fucking drag, like, for no reason, when everyone's supposed to be happy. It's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, dude. You're ruining the mood. The fuck? What? Okay, so right now I'm looking at my Instagram. I really love this. I love this one. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah, I had like the most total. I'm sorry, just thinking about it makes me like, want to tear my skin off. Makes me want to like put a gun. Makes me want to just fucking tear my flesh off. And then have it. Kept being cut off with machines. I had like the most horrible fucking nightmare. Well, it was like a dream. It was like a weird dream or something at the beginning. But then it became a nightmare, and there was like all these fucking like little flesh protrusions, little bulbs coming out of my fucking arm. And it's like that shit makes me feel so fucking itchy just thinking about it. I hate that shit. Anyway, I would just not think about that. Yeah, I have like a really big problem with karma. I've kept getting my ass kicked just because of this, which is like, fuck. I'm a strong believer in karma. Not for any strong reason, but for anything, just because I don't know, just makes sense. I would do shit and then I always get something back for it. Usually when I fuck up, then I get some bad shit, but whatever. Yeah. My brother is visiting right now, so that's cool. I don't know. I still think it's funny how I made this episode and then I just stopped, and then I never recorded it, and now it's been a whole fucking week. And so I think I'm gonna. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I can't split this thing. But yeah, like on this thing, like to you guys, it must just sound like I just stopped, and then I was like. I, like, stopped speaking, and then I said, hey, guys, what's up? Like, nothing happened, but in that time, a week passed. Jesus. I think I'm going to try to do a little bit more content, mostly just because I have, like, my tablet taking up, you know, space, because I have to use it to make, I still can't get my account back for the podcast, so it's stuck on my old tablet, so that's... fucking harsh. Oof. The fuck? Why is my show so? That's bullshit. That's Fireflies, by the way. Absolute classic right there. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still feeling really itchy right now. I'm just thinking about that fucking nightmare. I can't believe your eyes turned on like fireflies. I love this song. It's like, ironically, like really nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Believe in planet Earth. Down. Want to dream, why everything? Anyways, I am feeling super fucking itchy. Jesus Christ. Sorry. You think I'm gonna try to do some more episodes? But I'm never gonna make them though. I know that. I'm not stupid. I know myself. Oh, screw you. Informal information. What the For Australia, Simpson, are you line or lineless? Forget New Zealand. Are you line or lineless? If you draw a line through your seven, you're an actual loser. I'm not even gonna lie. So, I'm getting really distracted. Excuse me? Okay, let me put something on I can fucking talk about. I'd rather fucking god damn it. I can like buy flies. Would you rather see the red of a sweater or orange? It's red. That shit's red, I think, right? That shit's red. Please make traditional healing. Treating us only everyone. Every generation of healing. Dragon healing is probably heal only yourself of everyone. Disease, missing limbs, which makes you mortal. Healing allows you to heal yourself and others for almost all wounds, but you cannot generate your own. I want to say healing, right? That makes more sense. What's on the jutsu for Naruto? What are you from fucking magic? What kind of bullshit is that? Would you rather have lots of people voting? Which power would you rather have? I'm not gonna lie with you guys. If I had a superpower, it would definitely be teleportation. That should be so easy. Like, why would I want flying? Super strength. If I can teleport, I can do a jumper thing. I can just go into a bank and then steal that shit. And steal the money. Or I can just go to, I don't know, like, I could go to Paris for a sandwich and then come back for dinner. Like, dude, if I could teleport, I could go to all the fucking, like, I could go to Japan. Pick up, like, some fucking, something from, like, a vending machine. Like, some fucking drink or some shit. And then be back, then still come back. And then be back for, you know, for, like, lunch. What song is this? Well, it's ringing in the night. I am not listening to the Transformers theme. Heck. It's 6:27, so not much. Actually, no, it's gonna be 2 hours with my fucking son of a bitch brother here, which I hate. Life is all there. I belong to you, mama. Take me home. Country road. What the fuck is this shit? I still don't get it. I'm like, oh, that's disgusting, dude. To the water. Dark as dusty. Painted on the sky. This can take the moonshine. Teardrops in my eyes. Country roads. Take me home. To the place I belong. West Virginia. My mama. Take me home. Country roads. Hear the voice in the morning as she calls me. Radio remind me of my home far away. Dark and tell the trolls, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Country roads, Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home. Country roads, now take me home. Country roads, country roads. Take me home. Country roads, now take me home. It's guides, I was going to wonder if they teach us more about Vikings. What? What the fuck? I wish they teached us more about Vikings. I wish they teach us more like it. Okay. They are doors to doing cyberpunk culture. You know what? Yeah. Smart things. Why do I have to talk to a dog? Like, do you think you can fuck the cat? No, you cannot fuck the cat. What? Bill don't know how to make on his computer, so give me a worst day story. Who cares? That's not the point. Fuck, I'm so drained of, like, interest right now. I don't know, I didn't want to go through, like, these ruts and shit. I was like, I'm fucked. Horses. Let me just go to fucking politics, what the fuck it's called? What the fuck's it called? News. Let me just go to news. Sheesh. Discord, blah blah, I don't give a shit. Punish teen determining puppies in front of their mother while laughing. Jesus Christ. If I'm 16, I have female infotainment that drank cocaine fueled sex the dog. Jesus fucking Christ. Northeast Wisconsin. Nah, it's a dog. Who gives a shit? Friday. What the fuck? Nicki Minaj celebrates Paul Bear's first birthday. Oh. Jesus fucking Christ. That's like a jailable thing, right? Like, you think that's like suspicious, man. Did I spell it wrong? Wait. Danger. Goodbye, then, horror. I'm a 25-year-old woman has been taking literally 14 years for seeing the birth to a baby. They're probably all made characters. I'm not surprised. What? Like, excuse me? What's that? I don't know what that is. What the fuck is that? Demon strip from hell. Don't bit like a bunny. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Stalker Styles Class 8 B-Heart Girl 8 times learning songs for posing molestation. Foster dog stabbed with being for revenge. Animal control. Okay, someone got John Wick. I'm not gay, but I'm 16. Honestly, I'm not even gonna listen to this if I'm not for big. What? Edge just be the child. This guy looks fucking awful. Okay, this person. That shit should not be honest, right? That looks like no one could agree with him. Viewers rage as murder of Charlene Downer's suspect couldn't give a toss about her. Subject to murder, Charlene couldn't give a toss about her. Police believe in the 6-15 year ago for a job person to call top down student in kebab meat. Well, I mean, it's a British person, and last time I heard, they probably would have given fucking John Venables. I mean, not John Venables. Yeah, I despise Britain. Like, I really do. Like, modern day Britain, I really despise them. Which is really weird. I don't know. They're fucked up, man. That's horseshit. Snowpocket pile as high as a one-story building in the U.S. They could worry about Christmas. It never snows here anymore. The fuck that's out. Perfectly preserved baby dinosaur discovered crawled upside its egg. Nice. Dated all playing siblings. That's funny. Should have done too. Also shows Outback Steakhouse cook making several steaks the same. I wonder if that were working. I'm warehouse worker just for Alpha from TikTok. Yeah, I'm gonna say that. That's like probably kind of fucking stupid. I don't know why. It's just because. Oh shit, they opened up that time capsule. Richmond, a rose colored almanac, you claw them a loop in a silver coin in front of one thing in a time capsule that later but if the Tyrannic state tattoo of Confederate, I don't know what I would eat the image for 3 years. Dreams are not women who suggest it's okay, but a surprise. Historical records led many to believe the capsule doesn't so much as the Confederacy as well, a picture of deceased President Abraham Lincoln. But in just a few minutes, contents were revealed and the items were few. There were three books sold besides the almanac. There was a book with the peak of the rebuilt edition of the Huguenot Outlaws, 18 of the Old Dominion, by collision by Cousin Paramount, Edward Spurgeon. He was 30th Regiment, his own engineer who worked on the plans for Lehman Avenue, where the Lee situation stood. There also appeared to be a pamphlet of some kind that made reference to the water prophecies for the city of Manchester, community south of Richmond. David Henry, the contractor, took down the Lee situation, continued to work on the route to move the Protestant to Richmond, so there could be a second time castle, yet that's yet to be found. I'm as intrigued as everyone. It was supposed to be promised to see the world come from. I don't really care. And also, full strike, firefighting guilty manslaughter for Ontario Wright's death. I don't know what the fuck that is. This minister approves Upland's project on essentially old farmland following grueling deliberations. Well, I'd say they shouldn't fucking do that. I almost think the farms are not. Officer is supposed to low tip. I don't know, I don't really give a shit. I don't know why people sometimes use math issues to make their tips. Like, just give them like $5. Or like a bit of money, man. I say. Unless he's loan like 15,000, doesn't my estimation. So it says, cheers, the Oprah. Which ever falls of 20 says Leonard tried to make correct amount of rent that kicked him out. Huh. I don't know. How many from Frick Island Monsters Ball? Congratulations, group date is covered evidence of Kanye West on Spiral. Okay. Dude, they should make. They gotta. That's horseshit, man. Why? I haven't even watched that Spider movie, but. Did my speaker just die? Holy shit. I don't know. I haven't watched the Spider movie yet, but I think that's bullshit that they got rid of Venom. They just shipped him out, like, right at the end. It's like, man, come on. Come on, man. Some two blizzards, the oil cookie dough or chocolate dough, whatever it's called, and the Royal New York cheesecake. It was like $6 per each, some $12. And that was pretty good. I am so hungry. I went up there and then I came racing down again because my bike is so fucking broken, cheap, and old. Let me tell you that. Like, I literally, like, we got it for free, so it's not at all a good quality bike. It's like always saying rusted and all that shit. But yeah, it came back down. And then, it's not even.
Oh, I was eating some burgers my mom made. We made them here now.
Not bought them since neither of us know how to drive, and That's become McDonald's, but we had some homemade burgers. My fucking brother had to come and bring his daughter, and I'm like, ah, no, that's bullshit. So now I'm just down here in the basement because I don't want to fucking drag them, because like me and him have a mutual hatred of each other. So yeah. Ears are also like pounding. Yeah, I need to like stop with my headphones. I'm wearing my headphones, and yeah, I think I probably have some ear damage, but I don't know. I think I'm gonna stop like a week for a long while, cause I've not been doing very good. My ears are like fucking one day like just pounding. That's cool. Yeah, today this morning was like weird. I woke up at like 7 a.m. alarm, cause I wanted to get up and do stuff, and then I got up. I was so tired I fell asleep and I woke up at like 8. 8:08 or something. I'm just cool, I guess. I'll also check book on the PS3. This was fun. The other day I was playing some Dead Space, like the original on my PS3, and dude, that shit's definitely a horror game. I was like, oh my god, I was like, oh my fucking god. I was like jumping, I was like, so my god, I was like, oh my god. I was like freaking out. Give me a second. Just, yeah, my thing's still playing. Have you still got music? Yeah, it's still playing. We just got my other speaker my dad gave me. And that's coming back tomorrow, and I want to fucking kill myself. I hate my dad so fucking much. I really hope to God. Okay, it's back online. Blim, blap, blop. Obviously, not as high quality as the other one. It's nowhere, that one's nowhere near as high quality as my mom's speaker. That shit's fire. Great bass. But well, none of us can find the charger for it, so it's just kind of like, okay. I was like, what the fuck is that song? And I was like, oh, now it's just the fucking yesterday. I'm back in the USSR. And how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR, back in the USSR. And I'm not the place. He's going to be back home. That's fucking disgusting. Not down, pack my case. Not gonna ignite the fault. After I was massaged, pleasure was Wally Disney in a different way. That'd be my greatest horror is either like bumps on my body, deafness and blindness, both, or something like that. Those are like my biggest fears, like being all fucking disgusting and shit. It's like just God. I don't know. Anything to do with like my physical, with like myself. It's like ugh, fuck. It's like, cool. Okay, I'll do that, so. Let's just. Bruh, what did you just say? Dude, ancient Greece, dude, fucking. Okay. I didn't really see how this, like, because I was trying to post, and I was like, oh, whatever. You got your sword as well. Well, that's what I am, like, about to have a heart attack, hold this. Yeah, so I kind of realized that I think I, like, definitely have some heart problems the other day. It was like, I don't know why, but like I do like I like run up my stairs and like my heart is like I'm like having like heart palpitations. Ugh, Christ. I mean, my grandpa died from a heart attack. My dad's probably gonna die from a heart attack. And, or, I mean, he has some serious heart issues. Like, he takes so much medicine. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Yeah, I'm screwed. I think I'm gonna end this episode. I am tired as all living hell. Flag. I can like add like a flag to mark like a moment in an episode, whatever, which is stupid, but whatever. I need to check on my fucking my tablet. That's what I really need to check back on. Yeah, both of my fucking, yeah, this is my old tablet I'm doing this all on, which is why it's like really slow. Craft, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, blah blah blah. Oh, yeah, that's all this stuff looking. Okay, I'm just gonna check out because one of my favorite games is probably Worldbox, which is a little like a god simulator game, kind of. I don't know. It's like a. I don't know how to really describe it. Point is, I really like it, and something about it. Is that you press the game website? How much before you can kick? Once you move on Steam, if you fall out, and you might swap up, I simply retrieve what tears on iOS. Look at the game Steam today. Yeah, well, it's like a little game simulator, it's like a card game simulator. I don't know. The only thing that really sucks about is that Wayne also plays this game. So, you know. Next up, if files change. Plus 90. Ugh. The story behind this. So much of my favorite Mercury is 5, so much data almost the same as 2018. Yeah, that's it. Say that. Okay, I've been playing this game since, like, at least last year. No. Like 2020. It's like the summer of 2020. And it's, like, I'd say it's unironically probably. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. But yeah, I think this game was arguably like the most fun things I've ever played. And it's actually really fun. It's like, I mean, yeah, it takes a little bit longer time to do a lot of stuff, especially in like any of the bigger maps, but I don't know. I think it's still fun. Can you imagine? It's only been 2 weeks, and that's what they are. I said this workshop is 1.3 out of nowhere. Some workshop support auto saves. There you go. The game won't really save your world every few minutes when loading a new one. Honestly, don't touch the original world, they're separate. What? I can lose 30 of them. I've ever lost a map when I can lose 30 of them. The game will automatically save your world every few minutes, and we're loading a new one. Autosaves don't touch your original world, they are separate. Another man wasn't designed to play Explore 20 miles. That's poor shit. What if I don't wanna do that? What the fuck? New map size for PC, Linux, other dynamic juice, iceberg. Fuck, man. Reset the power, you can remember my mouse game, so I'm putting my leg. And the buy. And of course, round worlds in the Linux screen. I fucking check my patch logs. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really much of a gonna win lately. I already fucking saw this shit. I'm going to it. Oh yeah, this came out like 2 weeks ago. What the fuck am I doing? And I haven't played Roblox in so damn long. Odyssey, no loop plus again. Next update could have a few minutes for community paid world. And if you load another world, then the current world will be Odyssey as well. That's fucking horseshit, though. What if I wanna just fucking dickweeds? If you're in the world, in the current world, be out of the world. That's fucking horseshit. I don't want that. I don't want autosaves. It's nice, but fuck no. The pie does from the window. So we're looking at it. Scrutinize our roles, and our previous screen world now shows a rotating globe. What? Christmas feeling. Festivus. You can actually size the power bar and zombie dog, zombie buffalo, zombie crocodile, blah, blah, blah. Power bar is not similar, but definitely get to the size settings changing. Remove the world and saving on screens. Must new delete button roll, but on the side of the world table window, provide board window for world slots. Orcs can now research more rare text. Change buttons for save, blah blah, from yes to no, save, load, delete, cancel, if you're not sure, icons, provided for splitting city borders. Always base air city would stay. Okay. Increased chances to die from old age from mobs and units. Village names, which are the old names in the village window. Casting madness on kings, announcing them as having died. I'm not sure what's happening, but I can't see. Yeah, I always saw that. I always hated that. That's just stupid. Casting madness on kings of those. Devons will be killed for longer. Volcanoes are longer. Facility, self-courage, self-tune. This year's bottom's not working. Dormant has dwarves and archon intelligence statue, which will turn very slow conversion. Yeah, I fucking saw that. That shit slowed the game down so hard. The dwarves, like, they used to be kind of cool, but then they got fucking stomped into the ground. They got, like, fucking... what's the name? I don't know, I can't think of anything. Anyways. I saw comments for Team Village and Snow Orcs. We spoke to it, everything's fine again. The race icon always showed humans in the village list. Now it will show orcs, dwarves, and elves. We spoke to it, everything's fine again. That's funny. Can't scroll in save slots window when mouse were save slots. It is randomly abandoned. We found the sub tour. You just take them taken care of. That has never happened to me. Saves that were created in early versions had issues with fields, ice, and roads being loaded as dirt. Yeah, I had that. That's fucking bullshit, bro. I had that so much. Oh, that's bullshit. My mind. I'm in love. Ooh. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. If I tried. Auto spawning units use non-biome skin colors. You know, inspection windows and this is to remove the annoying stuff for now. Some stability improvements. All to change language, business teams, and your research. Into max 5 out of 6 per world. Yeah, good. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm gonna end this fucking podcast episode. I'm tired. I don't know of anything. I literally just grabbed my tablet because I was bored. I probably watched some 4400, which I'm gonna tell you this. I hate the CW. But especially because they probably, especially because they destroyed one of my favorite shows ever, The 4400, which is a masterpiece. You should go watch it on Netflix. It's a masterpiece, and the fact that they ruined it is a disgrace. Nothing but brings up political shit now. That's like 1,099% fucking inaccurate in everything it says about the modern world. But anyways, I'm gonna end this. I'll see y'all later. And have a good day.